So carrying on, and we have hit half time. So I'm not too disappointed. We're winning 2-1. Played very well. The two goals that we scored were incisive breaks. I think as the game goes on, Italy will start to wear away because they have used the same squad for most of the competition, and their fitness must be shot by the end of this match. Whereas I've managed to rotate it fairly well, and my players are fairly fresh. Plus, I have a bench that's to dream for. So, if I need to, I can use that later on as well. nothing much to change. I'm just gonna tell the players to tackle Andrea Poli and the other defensive midfielder hard. That will hopefully stop them getting so much room and time on the ball in defensive midfield. And that's really all I need to do. I'm just other than that, I'm gonna tell the lads to do it for the fans again. And we're ready to go. So second half of the World Cup final against Italy. Okay, good chance here. We're jumping straight to the 50th minute, and Chiellini's made a big mistake. It's hit his back. Aguero's picked up the ball, he's running forward, inches wide, literally just inches. So that was a good chance for us. Nice positive start to the second half. Italy lining up for the goal kick. He's passed it out to the back four. Now it's out to the wings. It's been pushed forward to Acquafresca, who's using the defensive midfield as well. Giovinco crosses in. Oof. No, it's well cleared by us. And again, we're on for an incisive break. I've just paused the game quickly. As I can see it, we've got about six players forward for Italy for that attack. We're all rushing forward. Now they're left with only three at the back. Aguero's on his own up front. Becerra's just picked up the ball inside our own half, and he's making a darting run forward. So it's two against three. So we'll carry on here. So Becerra passes to Aguero. Now Vela's joined the attack. He's on his own up front, and oh, great save by the keeper. Great save. So that was a great attack. Very promising. Italy on the ball now. Defensive midfielders are passing it between themselves. But we've won the ball back again, and again another incisive break. Becerra's running down the left wing. He's taking on Zingale. Crosses in. Vela scores! Brilliant goal. Becerra down the left wing there. Was dribbling the ball. Took it past a player. Crossed the ball in. Perfect ball. Just onto within 6 yards of the goal. And Vela running in at the back post. Just came in with a very easy finish. 3-1 Argentina. And this could be the final all wrapped up now, after 58 minutes. So on to the next one, and Santon, the right back's running down the wing to De Rossi, De Rossi to Pizzini, Pizzini to Santon. Oh no, I don't believe it. Bad tackle by Ortiz, my left back. Very bad tackle, and he's on a booking. He's walking towards the referee. I'm not sure what he's going to do here. He's off. Ortiz has been sent off for Argentina. And Italy have a free kick on the far right-hand side near the edge of the area. That's no good. No. Right, what I'm gonna do then? I'm gonna have to switch things around a little bit. I'm gonna pull Rivero back to left back. I'm gonna use my Pastore and Milimegi just in the centre and midfield. Also going to pull Becerra and Vela back to right midfield and left midfield rather than attacking midfield positions, and leave Aguero up front on his own. So in essence, we've got a 4-4-1, all flat. I'm hoping that this shouldn't affect us too much. We've got 23 minutes left to go in the match. We're down to 10 men, and we're winning at the moment 3-1. So let's see what happens. Yep, resuming with the free kick from the right-hand side. It's Giovinco taking it. He knocks it short to Cristico. Edge of the area for Poli. Free. Oof. Offside, thankfully. Right. So we picked up the game again with one of our free kicks. Galliano has hit a beautiful long ball out to the right-hand side for Vela, who's cutting inside. He crosses. Well cleared by De Silvestri for Italy. We're moving forward again. It's come out to the right-hand side and then been moved back to the centre for Rivero. Rivero passes to Otamendi. Rivero back here with the ball again. Milimegi. Aguero's making a run forward. He scores! 4-1. 4-1 Argentina. Game over. We've won the World Cup. Still another 20 minutes to go. I know I shouldn't speak too soon, but with 10 men, we've just scored a goal, and I honestly feel that 3 goals is far too much for the Italians to come back by. Aguero scored a great finish there, rounded his defender, and smashed it home. But you'll probably be able to watch this in the YouTube highlights, which is just below this podcast. The Italians now have a chance. This is on the 73rd minute. Giovinco crosses in. Santon, great tackle by Becerra, and we even managed to win the goal kick. Okay, skipping the highlights onto a corner for Argentina now on the 75th minute. Vela crosses in. Foul by Zingale. Yep, it is. Galliano got fouled by Zingale from the corner. Very silly challenge from what I can see. And we have a penalty. So let's just see who's going to take it. That's the question. In theory, I would have thought it'll be Becerra. But to be completely honest, I can't remember who I've set to take the penalties. They're all so good at them. And he's taking his sweet time picking up the ball. This will make it 5-1 if we score, and that will be the game completely beyond doubt. He lines it up. It's Vela. It's Vela taking the penalty. He shoots, and he scores. Bottom corner, bottom left-hand corner. 5-1. Game, set, match. And we still have another 13 minutes to go. I still haven't made any substitutions. I haven't changed anything within the game, other than in the first half when I told them to get stuck in. That probably is what led to the red card of Ortiz, but at the same time it really got the players fired up and playing properly again. So we resume the game again, throwing from Vela on the left and on the right hand side, throws it to Melemegi in the centre circle, who then passes to Aguero, passes to Vela. Vela's running down the right wing, he crosses in, Becerra header, goal. Brilliant goal. 6-1. 6-1 to Argentina against Italy in the World Cup final. I couldn't have dreamed of a better result than this. And we've scored 3 of these goals with only 10 men. So, brilliant. Yep, and the highlights are fast-forwarding now. So only a few minutes left. Just waiting for the referee to blow his whistle. And he does. Fantastic. We've won the World Cup. The game ended 6-1. And it was a fantastic performance from the lads. Just give you an idea of how the match actually looked. Shots on target was 8 to Italy's 3. Shots in general, we had 13, whereas Italy had 11. Clear-cut chances, we had 4, Italy had 0. Possession-wise, Italy actually didn't dominate as such, but they had 56% to our 44. The big difference came in the breakaways and the counter-attacks. That's where we won the game. So, tactically, I think we did better than the Italians there. And then just looking at the player ratings, Romero 7.4, Simon, my right-back, 7.9, Lionel Galliano got 8.9, the centre-back, Otamendi got 7.7, Ortiz got a 7.1, Rivero, my defensive midfielder that plays actually in a CM position, 7.5, Milomegi, who's my supporting midfielder, got 8, Pastore, my advanced playmaker, got 8.3, Vela on the right wing was man of the match. He scored 3 goals and he got a rating of 9.7, as well as assisting as well. Becerra scored a goal. He got a rating of 9.1. Aguero got 2 goals and got a rating of 9.4. So, excellent performance. We've won the World Cup. I'm delighted. That's now the Confederations Cup. The South American Cup, which is known as the Copa America. And also the World Cup. That's 3 trophies with Argentina. The big question, I guess, is should I resign as Argentina coach? I may well do, but we'll see. So, bye for now, guys. Thanks a lot for listening, and prepare for some more podcasts as myself and Johnny are planning some. So, bye for now, guys. Cheers for listening.